Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Brian and Luke, or Luke and Brian. It's Luke and Brian, technically, but I'm Brian and that's Luke, so
I think that's what throws you off the most when you were the one announcing it.
Yeah, that's why I always say I'm Luke and that's Brian, because it's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, but, you know, it's important to get it right.
Yeah.
Eventually. Someday.
You want to stop billing that.
Say that again, man.
You want top billing, though. I know you do.
You know what?
I recommended Brian first. It was alphabetically. It makes sense. Like, I recommended that, but I was told Luke and Brian was the way to go.
You know what it is? It's literally that Luke Brian joke. That's it. That's the only reason why it's Luke and Brian. And not like it's because it's not like I have the final say. We have a two-person show here. It's not like that. Anyway, the important thing is we are going to welcome our the vigilante of good governance, Matthew Rothschild, Batman. He is in. He was at the Capitol today. You spoke at the Capitol today, said a lot of things. You heard a lot of things said. Matt, what was the scene like and what was going on down at the Capitol?
Yeah, I was there for 6 hours today. It started at 8:30 with a press conference for the pro-democracy Fair Maps crowd.
Pro-democracy crowd? That's awesome.
Yeah, we had about 100 people there. I was surprised how many people got up so early. And so we had a good little kind of pep rally there before the hearing. And then the hearing started. And walk into the hearing. There was a huge line to get into the hearing, by the way.
That's great.
I didn't get in to hear Devin Lemieux give his spiel. And he's got the biggest monotone this side of, I don't know. But I got in.
Did he
in.
Attempt a filibuster?
Yeah, they talked and talked. And then I got in while Voss was in midstream. But, God, that guy is a smug, slimy little snake.
Doesn't he just get under your skin kind of way?
And I was surprised, though, that he lied on a couple important things. One, he lied that every map, that the map they drew in 2011 was constitutional and that every judge had found it constitutional. As you guys were talking about the last half hour, the federal judges here in Madison who heard the court case ruled that it was an unconstitutional violation of the plaintiffs, the Democrats, of their First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and their 14th Amendment right to due process and equal protection. So I don't know what he was talking about there.
It sounds like a great package to him.
Really, well, really weird that he lied about that thing.
I mean, he lied about that. He also lied that they took all the input into consideration when actually they floated these maps just hours after the window for public input had closed. So tell me that the staffers who drew the maps were really looking at the things that came in by email 3 hours before they unveiled their proposal.
Oh, wait, we got this new idea that someone sent in. Let's change it now.
And maybe worse than his lies were his confessions. He confessed, first of all, that yes, indeed, we did use partisan interests when we were drawing these maps. After saying all along how fair the maps were, how great the maps were, how they drew them better this time, push comes to shove, he said, yeah, there's nothing illegal with using partisan measures, and we use them. Well, that's the whole problem.
We took the will of the people into place, into account, but also we took the partisan thing into account, and we used that, but it's totally fair.
Well, the will of the people that he wants to vote for him. That's the will of the people that he's referencing. He's not referencing a generic will of the people for all Wisconsinites.
That's right. We're not the people because we didn't vote for him.
Right.
Great.
And the will of the people is really clear on this. We have 56 counties that have passed countywide referendums or county board resolutions say we want to ban gerrymandering and give us fair maps, not drawn by the elected officials themselves, but by an independent nonpartisan body. So what the people want is really clear. So the idea that he took in what the people want is ridiculous. And for him to confess that he was using partisan measures, well, that's the whole ballgame. That's a killer confession.
Wow.
And Matt, one of the things I saw weird from Speaker Voss's testimony, and I don't know if you can elaborate a little bit on more on it, but he was quoting and saying that it was Evers and the nonpartisan redistricting maps that were the partisan ones. How is that possible? How are you able to say, yes, I was the one that you we used partisan for these maps that we're representing, but then also being like, but this is the will of the people, and then saying the nonpartisan redistricting proposal is the partisan aspect.
He said ridiculously twice that they were the handpicked members, that Evers handpicked the members of the People's Maps Commission, when in actual fact, Evers appointed retired judges to take applications, and then they chose from the applicant pool who was going to be a commissioner on the People's Maps Commission. So twice he lied about that, too, and seemed to be proud of it.
Man, it's galling. It is galling. I got to ask you, So in all of this, and you've been covering this for a really long time, and talking about this for a while, and you're the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and I'm assuming you receive a bunch of hate mail and trolls coming after you and things like that. In all of the arguments against you and yelling at you or anything, has anybody stood up besides Robin Voss or Devin Lemahieu and said, we want gerrymandered and we want these unfair maps? Has anyone even remotely intimated that to you besides these two people?
No. In fact, I think it was Representative Sandy Pope today who asked one of the people who was testifying, Jay Heck from Common Cause, does it surprise you at all, Jay, that there's no one from the other side here to defend these rigged maps?
Yeah.
And they didn't bring, usually when I go to testify or even report on a bill that Republicans are introducing in the legislature, usually for the first half hour or the first hour, they bring up their own witnesses and give them, you know, tons of time to testify how great this bill is.
Yeah, normally you have a Dan O'Donnell. You have a Dan O'Donnell talking for 2 hours, right? Just filibustering
the people's
time.
They couldn't find Dan.
No,
I guess
Vicky McKenna. No, like you were saying, no former sheriff David A. Clark.
Yeah, where's Clark, man?
Yeah, your friend David Clark didn't show up.
This is nuts.
Get anyone. I think they just again, what they're trying to do here, my impression, is they're trying to give the appearance of public input without taking the public input seriously whatsoever. So they were happy. Voss was happy to have that little portal where people could submit their maps and comments. And he was happy to have Dewey Strobel, the chair of this committee, let all the critics have their say, and then they're going to do whatever the hell they want anyway.
So is there a public records request already for any input to the contrary? I'm hoping that this time when we're drawing these maps, there's at least a little bit more of a transparent process, or at least the ability to get the input that they received and see what they did with it.
Sure, there's a group that has sued Voss twice now over the last month to get releases on Gableman for one thing, but I think they'll ask for public records on this as well.
My goodness.
Yeah, and that's you were leading into what I was going to ask too. Then, what it really comes down to is all of this a farce? Is if they're not actually going to believe and take any of the public input that's happening today into consideration, because they're not even going through the motions of bringing in and doing the pony show of having conservative individuals come up and waste their time speaking in favor of maps that they already know are going to be the maps that they're going to be pushing in these legal cases. Because I think that's what it comes down to, is we're going to have two versions of maps that are going to go to the courts, and it's going to come up to the courts to decide which version the state is going to go forward with for the next decade. And it seems to me that these Republican leaders do not care what the public has to say. They don't want to know what the input is, because they are already set. They had their lawyers on retainer a year ago, already ready to draw and defend these maps, and that was deemed unconstitutional as well.
Right.
And what is it all for then, I guess, Matt?
Well, look, I think you're right in calling it a farce. I know Representative Sandy Pope called it a charade today, and I think the only testimony that they may have heard that might have shaking him a little bit was Senator Lena Taylor, who was saying, you guys are violating the Voting Rights Act here 6 ways to Sunday, and I'm going to see you in court. And
there you go.
Yeah. And so Voss also had a horrible confession on that one. He was asked prior to her testimony, did you use race when you were doing these maps? No, not at all. Well, the Voting Rights Act requires you to take into consideration race so that you're not drawing maps that are drowning out black people and Latinx people. So
he thought he was giving the right answer, and he
stepped in it a couple times. But to get to what you're addressing, Luke, you know, I'm a realist. We're not going to ban gerrymandering this time around. We just don't have the votes. But there is this incredible momentum that you could feel and see in the Capitol today from the people of Wisconsin, who aren't sitting still for these games anymore. And at some point, elected officials who are ramming through these maps in the next couple of weeks are going to face some comeuppance at the polls, and I'm sure they're going to hear from their constituents even before they have to run for election again. But at some point, enough people in Wisconsin are going to say to their elected official or to their candidate, you know, where were you on fair maps? And if you weren't with me on fair maps, guess what? I'm voting against you. And these fair maps resolutions in county after county and referendums, they've passed by overwhelming margins.
Yeah, I was going to say, these aren't referendums that are losing on a coin toss or winning in a coin toss. They're not a 51-40.
75%, 80%, 85%.
This is one of the four things that we had talked about when we first started our show on the things, the will of the people that is being ignored across this state. At least 60%. I have never seen anything lower than 60% approval for this, and it's really nice to see people at the Capitol.
Yeah, but I think they're beginning to feel the heat because there was just so many people there today, and they're still lined up to testify. At least they were when I left at 1:45.
So at the end of the day, these guys can just do whatever they want anyway. What do you think is going to happen? Like, what happens if they decide to go with as close to these maps as possible?
Well, they may get beat up in court. I still think we're going to end up with better maps than we had in 2011, which means better maps than the ones that were introduced today, because these were just, you know, the bastard son of 2011. And because I think, first of all, we got better lawyers and we got a better case. And I think they're going to lose in federal court on the Voting Rights Act. They may lose on other grounds in federal court. And even at the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I'm not convinced that they're going to rubber stamp these maps because, you know, they're so blatantly biased.
I think they're going to go and take nonpartisan redistricting and label it liberal bias the same way they took education and made it liberal bias, because now getting an education means you have a liberal bias. Having nonpartisan redistricting means you have a liberal bias, apparently.
And if you had a dollar today for every time Robin Voss used the word liberal, you'd have about $35 in your wallet.
Wow. That's a low. I would say at least 75, but my goodness.
You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Matt Rothschild here from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign in studio with us discussing the public hearing that is going on right now on the Republican proposal for fair maps. Republican proposal for maps, I would say.
they believe that there are maps.
For rigged maps.
We agree that they are maps.
I would say, we can all agree that they're maps, but they're pretty rigged. And so, Matt, when you're saying we're going to be going to court, what kind of... do you have any insight of where we are on a timeline for that? I mean, we're getting into November next week. That's going to be Monday. We've got county elections and local elections next spring. Like, we're coming into a time crunch here when it comes to where we're going to be for the election process in 2022. Do you have anything you can share with the listeners on that front?
You know, I got the worst crystal ball in the political business, but I think I mean, we got to know by April anyway.
Right.
Some of those spring elections are going to be hard to get new maps in for.
You got to print ballots, and some people don't even know if they're running for re-election or even at all.
Right. The candidates need to know what district they're running in. The voters need to know, you know, who they're voting for and where they're voting and what district they're in. So the federal court that's actually already hearing a redistricting case put arguments on the table for January, and they want maps drawn shortly thereafter. So they know that there's a tight schedule here. I don't know about the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's anybody's guess.
Oh, my.
Well, I guess the silver lining there is the Wisconsin Supreme Court hasn't been the court that's adjudicated these in the past, correct?
It took jurisdiction right now. So we're in the weird situation where the same case is sitting in federal court and sitting at the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they want to work the refs any way that they can, and they think that they can work the refs a little bit harder, I feel like, here in Wisconsin's court system rather than the federal court system.
Yeah, but it's real tight up there at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's only a 4-3 margin because of Jill Karofsky and you know, the Republicans up there, you know, they don't all sing out of the same hymn book all the time.
Yeah, and I would love to hold out hope that Hagedorn might. He seems to have a track record of doing the right thing, but didn't he help draw these maps, or didn't he help to do this?
I think he was Walker's counsel at the time that the maps were being drawn last time around. Well, maybe he'll recuse himself on that basis, and that'll be a 3-3.
recusal? That's funny. That's really funny you said recusal in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's hilarious.
You know why it's funny? It's because they passed a policy where only they decide whether they should recuse themselves.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. And then that was a huge deal that everybody asked Hagedorn when it came to, you know, gay rights and things like that. But thank you, Matthew Rothschild. I really appreciate you coming down, man.
My pleasure, guys.
This is magical. I appreciate your time. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We are Dueling Tangents. We will be back in just a little bit.